God's Church today is directly involved in discovering the greatest archaeological finds of all time. Learn more about a discovery that proves the Bible and will soon shake the entire world. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Dr. Elot Mazar, has rocked the archaeological world in three spectacular ways that I'd like to discuss with you today. She has discovered just overwhelming evidence of David's palace in Jerusalem. In her archaeological digs, she has discovered David's palace and produced overwhelming evidence that it is David's palace. Then number two, 10 years ago, before she was allowed to even dig, she drew a map, and on that map she pointed to them and put an arrow and pointed to it and said, it's there, that's where David's palace is, before she ever started digging, and wasn't able to prove that until 10 years later. 10 years later, she was able to prove that, but she created her map from the Bible. And from the Bible, she knew where David's palace was, and she relied on that history. And almost nobody believed her in the beginning, but more and more of them, the authorities are seeing that she is right, not only in that with that dig, but many others as well. But the third point is, she followed her map quickly and found this massive building, and she had all kinds of massive evidence to prove that it really was David's palace. Now, there are always critics who would disagree, but it's really easy to prove that this is David's palace, even by just looking at it logically. And I'll show you more about that as I continue, but these three events should just literally shock us in this world, because there are a lot of events unfolding here, and certainly this is bringing the Bible into play in a way that it has not been relied on before. But this Hebrew Bible has a lot of critics. It's also called the Old Testament, but this Bible history is the most accurate history on this earth. Now, you can prove that to yourself, and Dr. Mazar digs according to the Hebrew Bible. And that's why she knew 10 years before she even started digging that David's palace was where it was, right where she said it was. And I think you would agree that every person on earth really needs to understand true Bible history, and their lives will just be filled with wonders, many wonders, if you have that understanding. So King David's palace has been discovered in Jerusalem. That's the subject I want to talk about today. King David's palace has been discovered in Jerusalem. First of all, I'd like to give you a quote from Dr. Rachel Ginsburg, aish.com, A-I-S-H. The headline says, "The world of archaeology is rocked by evidence of King David's palace unearthed in Jerusalem," written November the 5th, 2005. And I'll just give you a couple of short quotes here from her article. Here's what she says. "Dr. Elot Mazar, world authority on Jerusalem's past, has taken King David out of the pages of the Bible and put him back into living history." Into living history. It brings history alive, Bible history alive, and frankly, brings the Bible alive in many other ways as well. But she goes on to say, "Mazar's latest excavation in the city of David in the southern shadow of the Temple Mount has shaken up the archaeological world." Shaken up the archaeological world. It ought to shake up our world, your world, my world. This is profound and earth-shaking. and even more than that. But Dr. Ginsberg goes on to say for Mazar 48, one of the world's leading authorities on the archaeology of ancient Jerusalem. And from the time she was a teenager, she worked closely with her grandfather and the archaeologist Benjamin Mazar, who conducted the southern wall excavations next to the western wall. And she holds a doctorate in archaeology from Hebrew University. Now, our college was working with her grandfather years ago for a decade, and now we've worked with Dr. Mazar today in her archaeological digs for around a decade. So it's been a very successful time working with Dr. Mazar. But she said that each day her grandfather would tell her, well, when she'd come in, each day, well, what's new? What's new in the excavation? And she would say something like, well, we had something new yesterday. There's nothing new today. But he'd ask again, well, what's new today? And then he would just make her realize that there needed to be fresh, new thinking every single day. In essence, he would just say, well, excavate, think. Every day, remind her of that. Excavate, think. Excavate, think. And this is how she was trained to follow the history of the Hebrew Bible and believe it. And she learned a lot of that from her grandfather. But we have people today that question the science of the Bible. Look, she follows the science of the Bible and Bible history, or Bible history anyhow. In her dig, she follows Bible history. And you could say, well, now that's the Hebrew Bible, that's not really reliable history. Oh, yes, it is. She has proven it's absolutely accurate. Accurate. Beyond anything in the history of man. But people choose not to believe that without proving or disproving it. But I'm telling you, if you're making discoveries like she's doing, you better believe your science is good, because you're discovering the most amazing archaeology artifacts ever on this planet, or on any of the history of this planet. I defy you to show me archaeological discoveries greater than what Dr. Mazar has found following Bible history. And it works every time, she says. And history is very accurate. And she said sometimes it is amazingly accurate. Yes, it is. Notice 2 Samuel 5 in verse 9. So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David. And David built around about from Milo and inward, verse 10. And David went on and grew great, and the eternal God of hosts was with him. So God was with him and he grew great. This is God saying it. When God says he grew great, he means he grew great in God's language. That's greatness beyond what you normally see. So we still have critics that say, oh, well, David of the Bible never did really exist. That's nonsense. Yes, he did exist, and you can prove it. You can prove it from your own Bible. If you believe in the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament, and then it certainly, there is all kinds of proof there. Verse 11, and it reads, and Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David an house. I mean, this is a big undertaking. Another nation was providing all their skilled labor to build David a palace. They had good friendship at the time. That was the Phoenicians. This quote is from the Trumpet magazine, but Dr. Mazar discovered a massive capital, Phoenician capital, on the top of one of those pillars. Now, Webster says that that's just the top part of a column, and in this case, a very beautiful column. And we wrote, she noticed that the capital had fallen from somewhere important. Where would that come from, do you think? I mean, where would a really, really distinctive and quite beautiful capital, where would that fall from? It had to fall from someplace. Well, listen to this. And this is a little more detailed, but I think it's really critical. How many buildings are there? Well, I just asked this question myself. How many buildings are there in that 100-year period she's talking about? And I'll show you in a moment how she dates that period. Like 100-year period, and how many great massive buildings would you think would be built at that time in the period of David? Who would be most likely to build such a palace? David was great and had control of large parts of the earth. The article goes on to say the stepstone structure, which leads up to it, is a 65-foot-high retaining wall. You could see how you could walk down from that. 65-foot retaining wall. Both the capital and the stepstone structure suggested that a monumental building stood further up the hill. Now, you have to, again, try to get a picture here of what this is talking about. And Dr. Mazar knew where it was before 10 years before she started digging. That's incredible. And that ought to astound people in this world. But you have a lot of critics who just simply say, well, the Bible is not really scientific. Yes, it is, more than anything on this earth. And how foolish men are to reject it. And frankly, Dr. Mazar said, look, if you don't, if you're going to dig into that, our past over here, and you don't use the Bible as a source, when it is a history of all that, she thinks that's just stupid. I find that hard to refute. This article goes on to say it was by combining these two known archaeological finds with the Bible description that Dr. Mazar theorized where David's palace would have been built. Two known archaeological finds with the Bible description, the capital and the stepstone structure. See, again, she was following the way it was described in the Bible, and you have two great proofs there, the stepstone structure and that very beautiful capital that was built by the Phoenicians. Very skilled in that type of thing. But just think about this. This was a fabulous palace. And there's all kinds of evidence, as you'll see as we go through here, just in this short message. And incidentally, we're going to be writing a booklet on David and all of these subjects and all these archaeological digs in just a few months. So watch for that. And what I'm talking to you about today, well, that'll be expanded on mightily in that little booklet. So you need to watch for that. There is overwhelming evidence, and this is critical because David's palace and David's throne is the greatest throne on this earth. And it is on this earth, and you can prove that, and you should prove it. It's very important to remember that. Also, the article concludes by saying, in 2005, however, in what many archaeologists has called the find of the century, something was unearthed and brought fresh evidence to the scriptural narrative. And intriguingly enough, it was a respect for the Bible that precipitated the discovery. Well, what do you know about that? We have an article we'll send you on the palace fit for a king, and that's a based on Bible history, and this is really and truly one of the great finds that you'll see on this earth. And also we'll, of course, give you a DVD of this program today so you can better understand this. There is so much here that really brings the Bible alive, especially Bible history. It really does bring that alive. And this Bible is amazingly accurate. And it, when you find someone that digs the way Dr. Mazar does, it is rare, very rare indeed. But notice the critical scripture I want to focus on today. The Bible says the king of Tyre built a great palace after David had conquered the Jebusite fortress and turned it into the city of David or Jerusalem. But notice verse 17 of 2 Samuel 5. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the stronghold or the fortress. Went down. Well, let's see. There, this is the great building that has a stepstone structure that is 65 feet high. So there's a very vital way you could go down on that for sure. But notice what Dr. Rachel Ginsburg wrote, and again in Aish.com, she said this: this verse has a profound impact on Alot Mazar's mind while she prepared for the dig. It had a profound impact. The Bible says that David heard about it and descended to the fortress, Ginsburg wrote in her article, implying that he went down from his palace, which was higher up on the mountain than the citadel or city that was the city of the Jebusites and then became the city of David or Jerusalem. She then quoted Dr. Mazar, "I always ask myself, down from where? Where did he come down from?" Well, she knew it had to be just north of that city, and it was up higher, and that was the reason she was able to point an arrow right at an area where she said David's palace was, and that is precisely where it was, just from looking at Bible history. And yet, critics say you can't believe Bible history, or the Bible often at all, the way they view it, or you can't rely on it. Dr. Mazar relies on it and has more amazing discoveries, archaeological discoveries, that you'll ever hear of in this century, maybe for all centuries. And we'll prove that to you. And it is some of the most wonderful and inspiring truth on this earth. And you need to be aware of it. I do. We all do. Then with that in mind, consider this comment from Ginsburg. What most amazed Mazar was how close the building is to the surface, like 1 to 2 meters. That was amazing to her. That is so close to the surface. And then she quotes Dr. Mazar, the cynics kept saying, well, there will be so many layers, so many remnants of other cultures, it's not worth digging. It's too far down. And she said she herself was shocked when she saw how close it was to the surface. And that is covering a period of 3,000 years. And she knew almost exactly where it was. But she thought it would be further down than where it was. And she said, we only dug down a couple of meters and we went back 3,000 years in time. 3,000 years in time. Let me just give you a quick quote here that's very important from our article that I'm going to send to you, Palace Fit for a King, and some good information in this little short article. So he left the palace at the peak of Mount Zion and went down to the stronghold or entered the walled city. There wasn't really room for David's massive palace in that cramped city, much like it is today. And then this article goes on to say, with this Bible-based theory in mind, Dr. Mazar started digging immediately north of the city of David, right at the top of Mount Zion. And after just one season of digging, she discovered a massive wall up to 10 feet wide in some places and running 100 feet long east to west. Well, now that's quite a huge, enormous structure. Below the walls, Mazar first found 11th century B.C. pottery. Then inside a room above the 11th century B.C. fill, her team located 10th century pottery, and this was in a room. It was dating to the time of King David and free from material from any other period in that particular room. There was no other pottery and so on to date from except that one period of David. Then it concludes by saying the following season of excavation, Dr. Mazar expanded the dig site, discovering a much larger wall over 16 feet wide, testifying of the building's importance and grandeur. As she put it, this was not just a house, this was a fantastic house. And it's only, she believes, 20% finished. So there's a lot more there that she hopes to be digging in very soon. So the critics will say, well, if you want good science, you won't find it in the Bible. And yet Dr. Mazar is using that Hebrew Bible history as science and making all these astonishing discoveries that we'll tell you about that just flows into all kinds of that Hebrew Bible history. This is something that people need to understand, and most people don't understand it. She said this, Dr. Mazar did, is actually quite primitive without the support of written documents. You need written documents to go along with your dig. Excavating the ancient land of Israel and not reading and getting to know the biblical source is stupidity. And I think that's exactly right. Absolutely right. See, but again, in a few months, we're going to have this booklet that on David and his palace, and it will just give you all kinds of information that I talked about today and a great deal more. Let's just go back and quickly read that scripture that I gave you one more time. We'll start in verse 9. So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David. And David built round about from Milo and inward. And David went on and grew great. And the eternal God of hosts was with him. God was with him. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means it was really fabulously great. That's what it means. And the Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David and cedar trees and carpenters and masons, and they built David an house. Perhaps the greatest palace ever built on this earth. Certainly in terms of strength, I doubt that there ever was a palace greater than this one. After all, David was a warrior king, and a lot of people wanted to kill him. He needed protection, and he had it. And he had loyal warriors assisting him. And he was a great warrior. And the Bible tells you that and teaches you that. And he is a marvelous example coming from the Hebrew Bible history. You can read that. There's nobody with a longer biography than David. Amazing. Verse 12, and David perceived that the Eternal had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. See, God did that. And then verse 17, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. Went down. Those two words Dr. Mazar took and figured out exactly where David's palace was 10 years before she was even allowed to dig. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
God's Church today is directly involved in discovering the greatest archaeological finds of all time. Learn more about a discovery that proves the Bible and will soon shake the entire world. Skeptics of the Holy Bible have always existed, but they are louder than ever today. Despite an avalanche of archaeological proof in recent years of the historical accuracy of the Bible, critics continue to scoff. But one discovery in particular tends to quiet the doubters. Request our free reprint article, A Palace Fit for a King, to learn all about the epic discovery of King David's Palace. Jewish archaeologist Dr. Elot Mazar discovered King David's palace over a decade ago. For almost a decade before this discovery, she knew exactly where to dig but couldn't obtain permission. There is one reason why she knew the location of the palace when no one else did. She relies on the Bible as a historical and geographical guide. Dr. Mazar is intensely devoted to her craft. She is the most accomplished archaeologist in modern times, and probably ever. Her success is not a matter of chance or even entirely dependent on hard work. Because she simply trusts the Bible when others will not, she holds a massive advantage. Dr. Mazar's list of biblically significant discoveries is lengthy and impressive. But King David's palace stands out above them all. Read A Palace Fit for a King for proof that the ancient Israelite King David was far more than an insignificant tribal chieftain. Understand more about the expansive territory he ruled and the splendor of his kingdom. Most importantly, discover how the key to David's many triumphs was his relationship with God. With your order, you'll also receive a free DVD of this Key of David program. All our materials are available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request A Palace Fit for a King and your free Key of David DVD. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our materials are available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request A Palace Fit for a King and your free Key of David DVD. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of the Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.